The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
We finished last time the third perek in the Chovos HaLevavos, the Shaar HaBitochen, and we're about to begin the fourth perek. By way of review of some of the critical lessons that we had until now, I'd like to point out two things which I think can be very significant. Number one, we learned in the Chovos HaLevavos that Bichlal, we've become aware time and again. In fact, some of the repetition and attention to detail and sometimes repetitive detail is clearly an indicator that the lessons of Bitochen must be internalized in the heart, not just recited with the mouth. One who says he has Bitochen but doesn't feel it in his heart, doesn't feel emotionally that sense of reliance and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though intellectually I know that it should be, or I do lip service to it, has not achieved that which is this great midah of trusting Hashem, which is a schus that enables a person to achieve things and receive things and benefit from this world in ways that otherwise are impossible and beyond what one might deserve. So it's a question of internalizing the emotional feeling. In fact, it is an emotion. Bitochen is a midah, it's an emotion. It isn't an intellectual realization. In fact, the intellectual realizations are really amuna. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. I know he's Einoid Milvado. I know he's the Kol Yochol. I know that he's involved in everything. I know there's Hashgocha Protis. I know that he cares. I know that he loves. But do I feel that sense of connection and reliance, that menuchas hanefesh, as the Chovos HaLevavos defines it in the very beginning, that sense of tranquility, of not worrying about nothing, there's nothing to worry about, everything is taken care of. Kigoma, like the Goyin says, kigoma l'alayimo, goma l'alayinavshi, like a baby that just finished nursing from its mother, and has no lack, nothing in the world, no problem. My world is complete. Do I have that emotional sense? That's really what the test and the work of Bitochen is all about. There are two points that I think are very important to keep in mind that the Chovos HaLevavos said that could be helpful. One is the point that he says that one of the tools, one of the techniques that a person can really achieve a deeper emotional sense of trusting in Hashem is that when he recites throughout the day, throughout the davening, psukim, which state that we have bitochen, or words that state that I have bitochen, v'ani b'chastich obotachti, I trusted in your kindness, to recognize as we say them that Hashem sees whether it's intellectual only or it's emotional, whether it's words or whether it's heartfelt. And the realization, the Chovos HaLevavos seems to say, that Hashem sees and judges whether or not you feel this sense of bitochen or you're just doing lip service to it, that will deepen the feeling. The realization that he knows that, hey, these are just words, it isn't real, will make it more real, will deepen the feeling. It's a profound psychological concept, and it can be very helpful because there are so many psukim and so many statements that we make every day. We say in davening, Nafshenu chikso l'Hashem. We say, Ki vo yismach libeinu. We say, Ki hichastecho Hashem oleinu. To the extent, Kasha yichalnu loch, that we have trusted in Him. We say, Ki v'shem kodshecho ha-godol v'ha-noiro botochnu. We have trusted in You. V'leinei vo ishki v'cho botochnu. We shouldn't be embarrassed because we trusted in You. V'ani b'chastecho v'tachti. Lishuoscho. Kivisi Hashem. Kidishuoscho kivino kolayim. We say in Shmoneh Esrei, Kidishuoscho, for your salvation, we hope all day long, all the day. I'm hoping. If I'm not hoping, I'm just saying it, Hashem knows. That will deepen the sense of hope. V'linevosh kivacho botochnu. Let us not be embarrassed because we've trusted in You. This is one technique that the Chovos HaLevavos says can help us to achieve a more real, heartfelt bitochen. Something else that he said that was very, very interesting too, and that was that if a person has based on, this is I think in the last piece in the end of Perek Gimel, if a person has based on his life's experiences, his interests in life, his talents, his circumstances, has decided on a certain means of ishtadlus for his parnosa, and that's the way he judges what's the appropriate thing, what suits him, what suits his koiches, what suits his feelings and his likings and talents and so forth. So he says he's chosen something, and he finds v'al yokutz kishimon mi'eno hateref biktsas v'itim. Don't give up. Don't resent it. Don't rebel against it. Don't change your mind. Say, "Oh, I made the wrong choice." When sometimes the sustenance will be withheld from me at times, biktsas v'itim, some of the time. In other words, if a person chooses a certain profession and just doesn't go, can't do anything, can't make a go of it under any circumstances, then maybe he made a wrong choice. He didn't properly read his interests, his koiches, his feelings, his talents, and so forth. But if it's biktsasu itim, some, a little bit, you know, partially, doesn't work sometimes, what should he do? Yeah, rather than change, he should yivtach be'elokim. He should put his trust in Hashem, in Elokim, the midas hadin afilu, sheyaspik leitarpa, that he will sustain him with all of his sustenance, kol yemei chayo, of all the days of his life. And it seems from here that the concept of bitochen is not, I'm going to have parnosa today. It's like the mon, you know, the mon comes every day. It came every day, but we had to have that sense that it's going to come every day. He should put his trust that it's going to come kol yemei chayo. Why? Because if I only am focused and feel that it's going to come today and not tomorrow, well, why today and not tomorrow? Ah, because today I deserve it. Tomorrow I may not deserve it. But I may not deserve it today either. So that's not why I'm trusting. I'm trusting because of the Chesed Hashem, because there's Nisein Lechem Lechol Bosor Kilo Ilom Chastoy, because he's Zonu Mefarnes Mikarni Reimim Ad Beit Sekinim. Ah, if that's the case, that's a constant. He always does that. He's Nisein Lechem Lechol Bosor. His chesed is eternal, forever. He's peseach es yodechu masbi'al chol chai rotzoin all of the time. Therefore, any trust that's only focused on today is not going to be a real sense of trust, because I just, for now, I don't, tomorrow, I'm worried about tomorrow, but today I'll manage. No, if you're worried about tomorrow, then you really should be worried about today. And if in order to not to be worried about today, a person has to have that broad sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. He takes care of everything. There's nothing to worry about, not now and not later. And that's a very important lesson, because what it really means is that if I'm only confident in today, then in reality, emotionally, there's something missing. Because today, why? Well, today I feel, tomorrow I don't know. Well, you don't know, but it's only because, it's not because you deserve it, it's because of his chesed. If it's his chesed, it's tomorrow too. And you're only today and not tomorrow. Something is amiss in the emotion. So in order to get that proper emotional feeling, a person has to have that broader scope that I'm trusting Hashem completely forever. It's ki le'olam chastoy. It's noisin lechem l'chol boso ki le'olam chastoy. It's for eternal is his chesed. It's the same source of chesed every single day. And it's not dependent upon, any specific deserving today. Otherwise, it's not going to be maintained. Now, this having been said, I would just like to, in the context of these two things, point out a tool that exists for us to strengthen this bitochen on a daily basis, three times a day. Three times a day, we recite Neshman Esrei Moedim Anachnu Loch. We thank you. But it's a thank you. It's a sense of recognition. Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu L'Olam V'Yor Hashem Elokeinu, the Baal HaRachamim, the Adon HaKol, who is our God. We have this personal relationship with you forever. It's an ongoing, constant relationship of Hashem Elokeinu L'Olam V'Yor. That's who you are, and we're thankful for that. Tzur Chayenu, you're the rock of our lives. The Vilna Gaon says, the Pasuk says, Tzur Chosoyu Boy, the rock with which under which you took refuge. A rock, we take refuge under a rock. The rock doesn't ask us any questions. We don't have to be deserving. There's no admission fee to get into the rock. You hide under a rock and you're protected from the rain. You're protected from, you know, what's Tzur Chayenu, the rock of our lives. Mogen Yishenu, the shield. Mogen is Mogen Hula Chola Chosimboy. He protects us no matter what. Atohu Ledoir Vodor. You are Lidor Vodor, not even Midor Vodor, but Lidor Vodor in the future. It's a statement that we are thanking Hashem, that He is forever Hashem Elokeinu. We have that personal relationship with us. He's the rock on which we take refuge. He's the shield that protects us from everything for all generations, forever to come. The future is included in that. We are expressing a confidence in Hashem, in His being there for us and protecting us and helping us and allowing us to succeed in everything forevermore, not just for today. Then we say, Noidelecho unsapirti lasecho. No, we will thank you. It's not past. Moedim is not a statement of thanking Him for what He did, or thanking, it's and not even thanking Him for what He's going to do. It's a statement that we will always thank you. It's a statement of confidence that we're always going to have what to thank you for. It's a statement that you're going to deliver today, tomorrow, and forever. Noidelecho, we will thank you, unesaper tilosecha, and recite your praises. For what? Al chayenu hamesurim biyodecha, for our lives that are given over to you. Val nishmoyseinu apkudeis loch, and for our neshomas that are trusted in your hands every night. All of the miracles that every day you do for us. And all of the nisim v'niflois and the hatova, the kindness, the goodness, the miracles, every moment of the day. Every minute of the day, we are thanking you forevermore. In other words, we will thank you because we truly feel. This is a statement of bitochen, and according to what we said with the Chovas HaLevavos, if we will internalize this and realize that Hashem sees when we say Nodelcho, do you really think you're going to be thanking Him all the time, or are you just saying the words? If you know that He's aware of whether you feel it or just say the words, that will deepen the feeling, the Chovas HaLevavos says. So when we say this, Nodelcho al chayinam sur yodecho, al nisecho shebechol yimonu, val niflo yisecho v'tev yisecho shebechol eis, Erev Avoyker V'Tzoroi means we'll say it three times a day in Shemoneh Esrei. And then we have a statement of the past. A strength that's drawn from the HaToiv, you're the good. Kilechol Rachamecho. All of your mercy has never ceased to exist. So we're not concerned that it's going to cease now. V'Hamarachim, and you're the merciful. Kilosamu Chasodecho. Not only are you merciful, but your kindness, your expression, your giving based on that mercy has never ceased. Forever we've always hoped in you and had bitochen, and based on the past record, we continue to feel not only today that we're trusting you, but we truly feel that we will always, always, always be thanking you for all of the kindness, the miracles, the good that you do for us, because we have that sense that you are always there for us. It's not just yesterday, it's not just today, it's not just tomorrow, it's forevermore. And as we say this moedim, and we think about this, we have, as the Chovas HaLevavos says, the opportunity to deepen this realization, because knowing, I'm saying it, we will thank you all the time, forevermore. We have the past record to inspire us to that, just like you helped us in the past. And we will thank you forevermore. Well, do you believe it or not? Do you feel it or not? If you know that Hashem knows whether you feel it or not, the Chovas HaLevavos says it will deepen the feeling, and therefore we'll get more, much more from through saying these words, we will enhance that real true sense of bitochen. The fourth parak, parak revi, aval hadvorim shechayov ha-mamin levtech bohem al ha-boira yisaleh. Those things that the mamin, the believer, is chayov, obligated to trust Hashem, al ha-boira are two, koyle limoysom shnei minim, the two types. Now this line is very, very significant. The Chovas HaLevavos says, I believe for the first time, that there's a chiyuv on a mamin, on one who believes, to have bitochen in Hashem, in the Creator. Bitochen in the Creator. Chiyuv bitochen. Now, of course, he says the mamin is mechuyev, because a person who's not a mamin cannot have bitochen. This is what the Rishonim say, the Ramban says, and others. Kol haboiteach mamin. Anyone who has bitochen must be a mamin, because otherwise, if you don't believe in Hashem, you don't believe in His involvement, you don't believe in His power, you don't believe in His care, His loving, His concern, His attention to detail, then you have nothing to trust in. But he says, however, not every person who believes will have trust because he's afraid, maybe I don't deserve it. So the bitochen is an emotion that rises above that maybe I don't deserve it and gives me that confidence in the chesed Hashem that says, even if I don't deserve it, I just know he's not going to let me down. I'm trusting his kindness, I'm trusting his mercy, and he'll go beyond even what I deserve, and this is an emotional feeling. So anyone who has bitochen must have the basis of emunah. One who has emunah doesn't necessarily have bitochen. However, the Chovas HaLevavos says that the ma'amin is mechuyev to take his emunah and internalize it emotionally and transform it to a bitochen. And bitochen is not just a mida mehulolo, it's not just a quality, a trait of character that's praiseworthy, but it seems from the Chovas HaLevavos it's an obligation, at least in certain areas. Maybe not in all areas. A person does not necessarily maybe have the obligation to trust that Hashem is going to give him fortunes and luxuries and everything beyond any reasonable level. But for those basics, which he'll delineate in the next coming paragraphs, one has a chiyuv to put one's trust in Hashem. Despite that, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said that bitochen, a person can, and it would help bitochen even on luxuries of life, but it would seem that those may not be from the chiyuv. He doesn't have to have that. That is optional. But there are certain things that there is an obligation to strive to achieve that sense of trust in Hashem. What are they? Echod mehem, one is divrei olam hazeh, things that have to do with this world. V'hasheni, divrei olam habo, and things that have to do with the next world, spiritual things. V'divrei olam hazeh yichol kul l'shnei chalokim, and the things that have to do with this world also have two divisions to them. Echad mehem inyonei olam l'toras ha'olam, things that have to do with this world for the benefits to be achieved in this world. V'hasheni, inyonei olam l'toras ha'olam habo. And there are other things that have to do with this world, but their purpose is the benefit in the next world. And then he continues. The inyonim of this world, those that have to do the bitochen that he needs for the things that have to do with this, the worldly things, which are for the benefit of this world, are three categories. So there are three categories of worldly issues that a person is obligated to develop an emotional trust in Hashem that he's going to take care of all of his needs. That's an obligation for every mamin. A person who's not a mamin can't be obligated, because he can't do it. But every mamin is obligated to do it. Everyone can do it. By the way, everyone could be a mamin too, because even a person, you know, Rabbi Chonon has a whole piece on that. He asks the kasha, he says, how could it be a mitzvah, nuchi Hashem lokecha, believe and accept and know Hashem? If you got it, you got it. You don't, you don't. And he has a whole thing. He says that really it's pretty poshut. You look at the world, you look at the creation, there's no question. We could take it a step further. You look at the testimony to Maimon Har Sinai, to Yetzias Mitzrayim, to all of the public miracles and public revelation. There's no question. The problem is, he says, that we're born without adult intelligence, and desires develop first. By the time the adult intelligence sets in, the desires have captivated us. And it's the desires for freedom, for the fulfillment of these desires, for taivas, to do things that are inappropriate, that tend to compromise and blind our ability to see clearly and evaluate these circumstances, the evidence, so to speak. Therefore, the job to become a mamin is to minimize those clouding effects and those the confusion that emanates from the desires of a person, and to rise above it to see clearly. Limiting one's desires can be done in many ways, and rising above it with the depth of intellectual awareness is also ways that help, but that's what a person can and is obligated to get to that level of mamin. But every mamin then is mechuyev in bitochen, and now he's going to describe the types of bitochen that have to do with this world, for the benefit of this world, and there are three categories. Echad mehem to'alas gufay bilvat. V'asheni to'alas tarpay v'sibas hoinu minei kinyonov. V'ashlishi to'alas b'nei beisav ishtay k'roi v'avu le'oyavov. Says three categories. One category is for the benefit of his body, himself, his own benefit. Things in this world that are going to benefit himself only. The second is the benefit of his sustenance, his money, his possessions, his acquisitions, his parnosa, his sustenance. The third, benefit of his family, his wife, his relatives, his loved ones, and then he even includes the ones that he hates, v'oyevov, and his enemies. And the classes of people that are above him and below him, and he's going to explain. He says, the concepts of this world are that have to do with Olam Haba are two categories. One, Chavis Halavovis, Vohevorim, Shumisiacha Behem Lavadoi, Vemasehu, Yoitzibohen La Noa Zulose, Vlo Lehezekoi. He says, the Chavis Halavovis, the feelings, the religious feelings, the obligations of the heart, that's what he calls his whole Sefer, and the Evorim, and the obligations of the body, that he is, they're only for his own benefit. In other words, the mitzvahs that I do, that are my own personal mitzvahs. The way I feel, the belief systems that I have, the emotions, the love, the caring, the sensitivity, the physical mitzvahs that I do, everything for myself. In that too, a person needs bitochen, and I believe he's going to explain. There are two types of chavis ha'evorim. There's chavis ha'levovos in the heart, that's all me. My heart feels a certain way. Chavis ha'evorim is the things, the actions that I do. There's two types of actions. There's actions that are only related to me, like I put on tefillin, that's my own personal business. But there are actions that can only be fulfilled, Torah actions, mitzvahs, that can only be fulfilled if you have somebody else. Like tzedakah, I have to have someone to give the tzedakah to. Give me less chesed, I have to have someone to do chesed to. Limud ha'chokhman, to teach, will a tzavas batoiv, and to guide and direct people, and to give teichochola hazim in hora. These are things, so there are types of mitzvahs that are relevant only to me, for me, and there are type of mitzvahs that I have to do, which have to do with my bodily actions, but they have to be done to someone else, and those are two categories that need bitochen, and we'll see what that means. In Yoni Ho'elam Habo, there's also two chalokim. Echo mehem hagmul haroi. One of the inyonim that's only for Olam Haba is the reward for that which I do. That's Olam Haba. V'asheni, shume chesed abor yisal al chasidim v'anavim lo Olam Haba. And that special extra chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to a person to give him even beyond what he deserves in Olam Haba. All of these things break down into seven categories. Please forgive all the mathematics over here, but that's the way he does it. Echad mehem, inyoni gufo odam bilvad. One are things that have to do only with his body, his own personal things. Hasheni inyoni hoinu v'sibas tarpoi, his money, his sustenance. Shlishi inyoni ishto bonu v'kroi v'vayav v'vayavov, his family, his friends, his enemies. Ravi chavis halavovis v'vayavim shum esiach b'tolosu azakoson. The third, the fourth, the chiyuvim that are mine in my heart. The fifth, chavis ha'evorim. There are chavis ha'evorim that actions that I have to do, they're only relevant to others. Shishig molom habo, sheyeh bonu hamase b'olam hazeh, the payment of the next world for things we do in this world. And the seventh, the gmul ha'olam habo, sheyeh ha'me'abor yisbrach ha'laderech ha'chesed. Then there's schar, not schar, but hatova, good in olam haba that he gives just there. Chesed, morav tuvcha she'tzofantali re'echo, po'altel ha'choysim boch neged b'nei odom. The great, how great is the good that you have hidden for those who fear you, and you have given to those who put their trust in you this special level of hatova. Okay. V'kivin shepirashi ha'akdomas shabervur and yitochen ha'bitochem in ha'bitech b'lekim yisala, yesh alay lismach lehem b'pirush ofne yosh ha'bitochem b'chol echot. Now that I've explained what these categories are, I have to explain the nature and the how you go about having bitochen in these areas. B'chol echot me'hashiva dvorim asher bohem yiftach kol b'tech ha'lekim al zulosoy echot echot. That I explain how a person has to have bitochen in these areas one by one. The Omer, the Feirush Chelek Harishonim, the first Chelek, v'hu binyonei guf for odem bilvod. A person has to have a trust in Hashem lagabi his own body, his own personal existence. V'im chayov, his life, moisoi, his death, teref mezoinoi, his sustenance, l'michyosoi, that he has his parnosa that he needs to eat, malbushoi, his clothing, dirosoi, his housing, briosoi, his health, cholio, his sickness, umi doisov, and his character. Even our traits of character are subject to the inyonim of bitochon. And he explains, v'oifnei hayosha bitochon elikim b'chol inyimehem sheyashlich. How do you do this? What do you do? In other words, I have all these areas of my life. I have my physical needs. I have my clothing, my health. I have family. I have friends. I have all of these areas that are of concern. What do I do? V'oifnei hayosha. And the ways of the straightness of bitochon on Elohim, b'chol inyan mehem, and all of these is sheyashlich es nafshoi bohem lahalichos hagzar asher gozaloi habayre mehem. Yeah. First thing is I have to throw my nefesh to the system of decree that Hashem has decreed in them. The first realization, the aleph beis, to a sense of trusting Hashem is the realization that everything is in His control. Nothing happens that isn't bigzeiro milafonov. If He hasn't so decreed, it isn't going to happen. Then he says, "V'tivtach nafsho," to trust his nefesh, should put trust his soul be'elokim yisborch and Hashem v'yeda, and he should know with this trust. In other words, the first thing is an awareness. Then there's a trust that what? Ki lo yigomer lo mehem ela ma shekodem bedas habiri. The only thing that's going to happen, that I'm going to get from all of these things that I want in this world, is only that which Hashem has taken previously into his das. In other words, which he has decided and deemed appropriate from the beginning. Shehu hanochin le'inyonav v'olam hazeh v'olam habo v'yoseh tov l'chriso. This is, and then he has to know something else. That which Hashem has decreed for me is the proper thing in everything, in this world and the next. He decrees the best. Lo yagur choro kol ma da'ovar achmono l'tavovit. Everything Hashem does is for the good completely in this world and the next. V'yoseh tov l'chriso. And even better, for the end. In other words, sometimes when the immediate results seem to be a little bit shaky, a little bit questionable, I should know that the ultimate good, in the ultimate, it's going to certainly be good. More good is in the as at the end, even than in the immediate present. Shan hogas haber eloi bekulam shove. Hashem deals with everybody the same way with this. Ein l'shum b'riya bohem eitzav l'hanhogo ela b'rshusu u'gzerosu v'dino. Don't think that there are any exceptions to the control of the decrees of Hashem. There is no creature in creation. I don't know who that means to refer to. Some might think maybe there are those that have additional powers. There's no one that has an eitzav, any advice or hanhogo or any action, any behavior, Ela birshusoi, only with Hashem's permission, ugzeirosoi, and his decree, vedinoi, and his judgment, and his psak. And k'moshe in biyat habruim chayov v'moisoi v'chol yovriosoi, kein in biyodim teref mezoin v'zipuko avusho, shal just as, and here's a very important moshul, because sometimes we lose it. A person knows that you can't live forever. His life and his death and his sickness and his health are not necessarily in his control, that we know, we've learned. So too a person has to realize his sustenance, his clothing, all of the needs, his personal human needs are also equally not in his control. We tend to think, with money, well, you can't always buy longevity or good health with money, but you could certainly buy a lot of fun and pleasure and clothing and food and everything in this world. That too is only big zerosoi. The moment, and unfortunately we see that today, the moment that gzeira changes, makes no difference what I thought I had yesterday. All of a sudden it can evaporate. V'shan hogas haber eloi b'kulam shove. Oh, we did that, I'm sorry. V'im beiro emunosoi, ki inyonu moso gzeiras haber yisale, together with the clarity of this emuna. Now he calls it emuna because the bitochon, I guess, is the clarifying of it, the deepening of it. I guess, it seems from different sources that the ultimate understanding of a concept is the emotional internalization. We say, psach libi b'seiro secho, open my heart in your Torah. We say, amarachim rachim alinu, saying b'libeinu, Lahovin ul Haskil, to understand in wisdom, that's in the mind. No, it's in the heart. The ultimate wisdom is is when it penetrates the heart. So it's in biro emunosoi, with the heartfelt clarification of the basics of emuna, ki inyono mosro gzeiros habayri, that everything is turned over to the gzeir of Hashem, shebchiros habayri hi loy habchira hatoiva, and a person must clarify to the depths of his emotion not only that everything is given over to Gzeiras Hashem, so nobody can harm me, nobody can hurt me, there's nothing out there that makes any difference because it's all big Gzeira. If I'm afraid, I'm not going to be afraid anymore because Hashem is in control. And everything He does is for the good, and He does good. So it takes away those fears. Also, Bechiras HaBeir Elohi HaBchira HaToiva. That which Hashem has chosen is good. The Baal Bitochon must know that Hashem is in total control. Everything is based on His gzeira and His choice. And everything that He chooses for us is good. Who, with that, who chayav lisgalgel lisibus ta'alzum. Now, he says, if you know, so he comes now, he has to, this is the Chavis Halvovah Shita, the Ramban seems to disagree. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta explains that there's no machlekes, it depends on what your level is. L'chavis Alvovis is talking to the more normal, lower level, to that which is relevant to most of us. And he says, together with the emuna that everything is b'gzeiras Hashem, and that it's all for the good. So you might think, okay, I'm not doing anything, I'm going back to sleep. No need to do anything, because everything is from Hashem, and everything is for the good. It's going to be good, and He's going to take care of it. He'll do the work. He'll get the money. Will be at my doorstep. I'm going back to sleep. He must do hishtadlus, causes of benefits. He has to get involved in the causes of benefits. He has to get involved in working. And to choose the good, that which seems to be the best approach, the most likely approach, the most logical approach, the most rational approach, the most prudent approach, the most sensible approach. He has to choose to do the right thing. And then Hashem will do that which His gzeira was. So despite the fact that it's kodmo gzeirosoi, and despite the fact that since it was kodmo gzeirosoi, it's very clear this is what has to be done, this is what He has to do, this is what's going to happen. Hashem made the gzeira, so one has very good rational basis to think, there is a gzeira, it's all for my good, I don't want to change it, it's taka for my good, it's all been nigzar, what am I doing? There's nothing I do, I'm going through the motions, the actions are meaningless. He says, no, a person is mechuyev to go through those actions and choose good that seems to him, and Hashem will do that which kodmo, which originally, even before you're doing, which was kodmo gzeirosoi, and that seems to be what a person has to do. Now that requires a bit of understanding. There's many different reasons that are given for that. Why the need for hishtadlus? If everything comes from Hashem, and everything is kodmo, He was geyser the way it's supposed to be, and it's based upon what you deserve, and so forth. So like, why the need for any hishtadlus? Especially since it's goods, I don't even want to change it, so what am I doing? So one of the most standard approaches to that is Ein Soimchen al Hanes. We're not supposed to rely on miracles. When I make it, when I sit back, I'm relying on a miracle. That's not the way Hashem wants us to live with the Teva, not to rely on miracles. And I believe, and this the Ein Soimchen al Hanes is clear, this is more explanation, but I believe that the explanation may very well be because when I rely on a miracle, so Hashem is going to do something, what's going to happen is more in the miraculous form. It uses up more of my schusim. It's Chazal say that when a miracle is done for a person, that it's menakel lo mischuyoy, so it takes away from his bank of merit that he has earned and he has stored away for himself. So Hashem doesn't want to use that up. Hashem would rather reward us for everything that we do. He'd rather reward us in the eternal world, in the Olam Haba. He'd rather that all the reward that we have achieved should be kesef shomru lebo'olov, should be guarded and held for us for eternal payback, not just temporal payback in this world. And therefore in this world, he says, don't rely on miracles. Don't force me to use up more of your schusim that you've earned so that I could give it to you later when it's more meaningful, when it's more lasting, when it's deeper, when it's more beneficial. And in this world, do the hishtadlus, make it, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanta calls how much hishtadlus it should become efshar al biderech hateva. It becomes possible, so it's no longer a miracle. Ain't some chlanes means do enough ishtalus that it's not miraculous. It appears to be natural. It could appear to be natural. That's enough. And therefore, I'm not using up the schusim that I have. Others say that the inyan of hishtadlus has to do with the Meiri says, because it says in other places too, atzlus is a mida maguna. If Chavetz Chaim I think says that one also, he says if we wouldn't be mishtadl, if we wouldn't have to do anything, we would end up getting into trouble. We'd be lazy, we wouldn't do anything, or we'd have too much time on our hands, so we do, you know, a person's busy, has to work, how much can he sin already? How much can he do what's wrong? He's too busy taking care of the basic needs. So there are a number of other reasons, but that's the way Hashem created the world, that despite the fact that everything happens, that which was kodmo, which was originally decreed for him, and therefore his work does not directly affect it, and everything is for the good, so he doesn't want to change it, but still he's obligated to work to minimize the miracle, the miraculous, and make it happen. Al piderach hateva. I think we'll hold it over here.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.